This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking with Benoit Denizet-Lewis, and Benoit's book is Travels with Casey, My Journey Through Our Dog-Crazy Country. Hey, you know, people, when they travel, a lot of times they're uncomfortable with people who are different. And once you've traveled, you realize, hey, we're all pretty much the same. Is there any dimension to that with dogs? Because your dog has probably met more kinds of dogs, from wolf dogs to stray dogs to work dogs to, you name it, little poodles and giant dogs and mean dogs. Does Casey, is he kind of cool with different dogs? Or if he met a golden lab, was that his comfort zone?
No, he's fine. He's, he's really pretty much fine with anything that's moving, whether a human being or a dog. So he likes everyone. I mean, I think he likes friendly dogs in particular, but certainly dogs are different. And, you know, I was really fascinated by working dogs, you know, dogs who sort of have more of a traditional job, per se.
What's a working dog?
Well, about a dog of a police officer, a dog who's protecting, you know, sheep or is on a farm.
So did you actually take Casey and say, now, Casey, here's a dog that has to work. Actually has to go to work every day.
No, I didn't, I didn't talk to Casey in quite that voice. But he did meet these dogs. You know, and what I found fascinating in talking to the human beings who live with these dogs is they talk about, you know, with working dogs, the philosophy is, or the old school philosophy is, that you're supposed to keep a sort of emotional distance, right? This dog is not one that you spoil. It's not one that you let up on your bed. It's maybe a dog that sleeps outside or sleeps in a different place. But to a person, the humans that I met struggled so much holding on to that line. They snuck them treats, or they allowed them on the bed sometimes. It was so hard for them not to see the dog as more than just a tool, a kind of working animal. I thought that was really interesting, and they had these emotional connections to these dogs, even if they weren't necessarily supposed to, in a sense.
So much to think about and observe and ponder and learn from. You're a Frenchman and an American. You've got your citizen of both countries, and you've spent a lot of time in France, and you've been tuned into dogs. America is just dog crazy. Do French people love their dogs the same? How is it a different situation?
Yeah, you know, I talked to as I was in New York City, it was actually in Brooklyn, I think, and I met this woman from France, and we started talking, and she had her dog there, and she said, I told her I was traveling around writing this book, and she goes, oh, you Americans, you know, in France, we would never think of, you know, taking our dog to an expensive dog spa or spoiling our dogs in the way that you all do here. But she was really funny about it. She said since she'd moved here, she'd started to spoil her dog in the same way that Americans do. I broached it a little bit in the book. I didn't want to sort of focus on it, but clearly we think about dogs, we perceive them differently in different places, and we do that even in this country. But I think the French are starting to spoil their dogs a little bit more. I've noticed a difference from when I was a kid to when I go back and visit my mom and my relatives now.